All right, guys. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome, guys. Welcome to another edition of Money Monday. Today is Monday, April the 6th. This is actually our first call of April, and I'm super excited. I got a lot of cool things that I want to share with you guys. And even before we got started officially with the recording, we already heard a really cool story about a young man on the call who was able to use some of the information that we talked about. He asked a question. He went and used the information and got a really, really good result from using that information. So I'm really, really excited and was happy to hear about that. So that being said, just an overview about what these calls are. If you guys don't know me, I'm Sadiq Ali. I'm the founder of Millionaire Manners Academy. I'm also the creator of the Young Gentlemen's Institute series and a bunch of other stuff that we won't go into for the sake of time, because our objective is to get through the meat of the call by 8:30. So we keep these calls to 30 minutes. And these calls are, again, a recharging, they're revitalization. They're just tidbits of information that we can all use, myself included, because I think I don't want to ever get to the point where anybody listening is thinking that I'm not learning every single time we do one of these calls, because that's one of the beauties of being a teacher or a trainer or a coach. You learn a little bit every single time you teach. So it's the exact same situation for me. But these calls are meant to be a 30-minute recharging that's just for you. There's 168 hours every single week is what we talk about, right? But this 30 minutes every week, I want it to become sacred for whoever's listening. And this call is originally designed for young people, but I want the young people to be able to listen with their parents, and at bare minimum be able to go and share some of the information that we're talking about on here, okay? And again, welcome again if this is your first call, and welcome back if you've listened before. Tonight's topic is going to be How to Build Confidence, Part 2. Last week we talked about some of the mental aspects of building confidence, and tonight we're going to be talking about some of the physical things that you can do to build confidence and to make yourself feel better in a variety of situations, okay? We're also going to recap really, really quickly. I'm just going to run through them, what we talked about, of those five mental tips that we discussed last week before we get into the five tips for this week, which are all about the physical confidence, okay? And I'm also really excited because we're finally also getting some spring weather. You guys know every week before we start the call, I'm always talking about the weather. It's not quite a complaint, you know, but so it's borderline. But I'm really, really excited about warm weather. I get a chance to ride my motorcycle and not be freezing when I go outside of the house. But one thing I wanted to mention to everybody, just as a side note, is that probably tomorrow I'll be releasing a new blog. And it's going to be called really, I forget what the title of it is, but the topic of it is all about mental spring cleaning, mental spring cleaning. You see, this time of year, and again, we're 2 weeks into spring at this point, right? But this time of year, everyone is always talking about, oh, it's time for spring cleaning, right? It's time for spring cleaning. You know, let's clear out the closet. We're doing it in my house right now. We're cleaning out those little nooks and crannies that just haven't been touched for a while. But meanwhile, many of us, we neglect the mental spring cleaning, right? So that's what this blog is going to be about. And we're also going to cover that information, not next week's call, but the week after next, while it's still fresh and while the weather is still changing. We're going to talk about a couple spring cleaning personality tips that we can give to each other. So then that way, as the seasons are changing, right, as we're renewing our energy and our commitment to our goals, because keep in mind, the year is already 25% over. It's already a quarter over. Just yesterday, it was New Year's Day, right? Now today, it's April the 6th. More than 25% done is 2015. So if we're not every single day looking to how we can improve ourselves, if we're not every single day looking at what's one bad habit that I can break and replace with a good one, then guys, we're falling behind. So mental spring cleaning. I want you guys to write that down. If you're taking notes in your success journal, write that down. Mental cleaning, and even use that hashtag, okay? Use that hashtag if you spread some good information. Mental spring cleaning, though, okay? And like I said, next week we're also going to talk about confidence building one more time, and then we're going to get into that that mental spring cleaning. A little bit of housekeeping before we get into the meat of the call. I say it every single week, and it's true, right? There's a couple ground rules. Number one, I want you guys to be taking notes, but not just so you can take notes and fill up a book, but I want you guys to take notes and then go and share that information with somebody that you care about. Caring is sharing, right? When you get a good piece of food, you share it with somebody that's close to you, right? When you see a good movie, you go and say, man, that was a good movie. Man, that Fast and Furious 7, Furious 7, that was a great movie. You got to go see it, right? But what about when we get good information? Do we share it the same way? So that's what I hope you guys are doing, is that when you get that one tidbit that made a little bit of sense, that you go ahead and share it with somebody else that's close to you, that you consider a friend, family member, et cetera, okay? Each call, we also have a quote of the call. So we're going to read that in a second. Feel free to share that quote, repost it, retweet, et cetera. So that way we can just spread the information, okay? Lastly, we want the calls to be interactive. So if you guys don't already follow us on all the social media, that's at Millionaire Manners on Twitter, at Millionaire Manners on Instagram, Millionaire Manners Academy on Facebook. And lastly, you guys can even shoot me a text. If you guys don't want to use any of those things, you want to ask me a question anonymously, my cell phone number is 443-271-3604. And you guys can just shoot me a text message and ask me a question that way. Chris already shot me a text message, so I can send him the flyer so he can help spread the word about the calls next week. So shout out to Chris. He's in training up in Massachusetts right now too, but is still on the call like winners do. So really appreciate that, okay? And, of course, if you missed a call, all the calls, the previously recorded calls, are on our website at millionaire-manners.com/Money Mondays with an S, okay? And you guys can also replay those calls by you guys just check the Instagram page, and the replay is listed there as well, okay? So let's get in to tonight's call, and we're going to start off with a quote, if that's okay with you guys. We're going to start off with tonight's quote, and write this down, right? It's a really simple one, too, but write this down if you're taking notes in your success journal, which, again, should be the place where you're marking down all your different achievements, accomplishments, where you're writing your goals, where you're journaling, et cetera, because we still haven't covered that yet, but we will, and that is how to properly journal, how to properly journal for impact and allow yourself to properly grow, okay? But tonight's quote is a really, really simple one, okay? And I love it because it says so much in very few words, okay? Here it is. Quote, always act like you're wearing an invisible crown, end quote. How simple is that, guys, right? I'll say it one more time. Always act like you're wearing an invisible crown. I love this quote so much because you feel confident, right? When you walk into a room and you're picturing yourself as a young king or a young queen, you're feeling confident automatically. You're confident also because you're prepared, right? That crown also indicates that you don't let silly things upset you or take too much of your time. You're not playing too low in the dirt, et cetera, right? Again, you're a young king or a young queen, and when you treat other people well, you're also giving them permission to treat you well in return. So that visual, right? Picture that. Close your eyes and picture that. You walk into a room, and you got your head up high. You got your crown on your head. You're not worried about anything. You're not worried about nothing, as they say, right? You're not worried about anything except getting the job done, which is what you came to do. So I'm going to say it one more time. Always act like you're wearing an invisible crown. I love that, all right? Also, before we get into the physical aspects of confidence building, let's recap really quickly last week's, the five mental aspects of confidence building. And if you guys want the meat of it, right, of course, you guys go ahead and hit up the website to get the meat of that call, because we're not going to replay the entire thing right now. But I just wanted to make sure you guys remember those. Number one from last week, the mental aspect of building confidence. Number one is practice, practice, practice. You can get good at almost anything in this world through sheer practice, grit, hard work. Number two, acknowledge your limitations. Don't feel bad about them. Just acknowledge what you're naturally not good at and then move on. Either practice it, like I just said in number one, or move on. But you don't ever want to beat yourself up about something that you're not good at or that's something that's a limitation. Either you work on it or you accept reality and then you move on, okay? Number three, acknowledge your own fear of failure. And also, not just your fear of failure, but just fear in general. And it's okay to be afraid. I told you guys last week, and I tell lots of folks I talk to on a day-to-day basis, I'm scared all the time. I'm scared that what I try might not work. I'm scared that this person that I reach out to for a meeting, maybe they won't want to meet with me. I'm scared all the time. But remember, bravery couldn't exist if you weren't scared. Bravery is simply doing that tough thing or that scary thing even though you feel the fear, right? Courage is feeling the fear and doing it anyway. Number four, never ever compare yourself to others except to take from them something that you can use to improve upon yourself. Number five, write out a list of three things that you're really, really good at and then three things that you like about yourself and look at that list as much as you can. That builds your mental armor, okay? So let's talk about it really quickly, guys, okay, before this call gets away from us. So tonight we're going to talk about, right now, five physical confidence-building tips. These are things that you can actually do, right? These are things that you can actually do. These aren't related to the thought process and the mental of it all, okay? So what are those five things, okay? Number one, I told you, some of the simplest things in life, too, guys, are the most powerful, too, by the way, right? So when I say these, you're going to be like, oh, is that what he's... Listen and try what I'm talking to you guys about. I promise you it will work. Number one is smile. Simply smile. I have an entire chapter in my book dedicated to the art of the smile, if you can believe that. 20 pages. Maybe 10 pages, maybe not 20 pages. But I had 10 pages dedicated in my book to the art of the smile. There's three reasons why you guys should smile, besides it allowing you to feel more confident, right, which is what this is about. Number one, it makes you look much better. It makes you look way better. Have you guys ever seen a pretty girl, right? For the young ladies in the car, a handsome guy, but they're always frowning. But as soon as you see that same person smile, it's like, whoa, they look like a completely different person. They automatically look better. Or you take somebody like me who's average handsome, right? Not really that handsome, just average looks. But when I smile, I know I look better. I look friendlier. I look more inviting, okay? So I'm not a rocket scientist, but I'm looking for any way that I can to make myself look a little bit better, guys. And smiling is a really cheap and easy way to do it, okay? Here's a question for you guys, too, just to get you thinking about the next reason. Here it is. Are you happy when you smile, or do you only smile when you're happy? I want you guys to think about that very carefully. It's one of those, like, trick questions, kind of like what came first, the chicken or the egg. But I want you guys to ask yourself that. Are you only happy when you smile, or do you feel happy after you smile? It's like, things that make you go, The answer is that nobody really knows. But what I do know is that when you smile, right, try feeling bad with a smile on your face. Try to say something negative when you're smiling. It's almost impossible, guys, right? Smiling also helps your attitude. When you're having a bad day, here's what I want you guys to do. Take a deep breath, right, in through the nose, out through the mouth, inhale, exhale, and smile as hard as you can, and then watch how you feel. Right? Guys, there's a very special reason for that. That's because chemicals are released when we smile, special chemicals called endorphins. And more endorphins are released when we laugh, right? But that's a separate subject, right? Because something might not be funny, but if something makes you smile, right, or if you force yourself to smile, even when you don't really feel that good, right, we're subconsciously and consciously telling ourselves that everything is going to be okay. And guess what? Most of the time it is. Number two, this is also a very simple one. And I guarantee everybody's mother or father or grandparents have told them this one before. I guarantee you. Here it is, right? You guys ready? Number two, fix your posture. That's both sitting and standing, right? Go back to the quote for tonight, okay? Go back to the quote for tonight. Always act as if you're wearing an invisible crown. Have you seen a king or a queen slumped over in a chair or standing hunched over? Never, never, nor will you ever see it, because kings and queens, they carry themselves in a certain way. They sit in a certain way. When you guys are in school, right, or at a job, there are certain people, right, their image immediately right, forms in your mind based on how they sit, stand, and walk, right? How they sit, stand, and they walk. When I used to manage my store, my Target store, right, a couple years back, anytime there would be a new person who would start with us, we'd always give them sort of like a like a test almost, okay? Besides the interview. This is, you know, even before we would extend the final offer, okay? We'd see how this person was walking. So we'd walk the store and have this person follow behind them. If they couldn't keep up, then it would indicate to us that this person might not be used to having a walk with purpose. I used to call it a purposeful walk, right? Picture yourself when you're in a store and you see somebody, the sales clerk or somebody walks in the store, they're walking all slow with their head down, slunched over. How do you think, what do you think about that person? That they're probably lazy or that they don't want to be there, et cetera, right? So how you sit, how you stand, and how you walk all send very subtle messages, and some of them not so subtle. Some of them scream different messages, right? If I'm slouched in a chair in the middle of the classroom, my teacher, right, I'm screaming to my teacher, I don't care what you have to say, Mr. or Miss So-and-so. I'm here for a nap, or I'm here just because somebody said I had to be here, okay? You're sending messages all the time. So it's important that you send the right ones. Number three, again, very simple, guys. I talk about this in my book as well. Give a firm handshake when you meet someone, right? Give a firm handshake every single time you meet someone, right? I'm going to start with the ladies, okay? I didn't hear any ladies join us, right? So I'm not sure if there's any on the call. But you guys who are listening, make sure you pass this on to either your female family members or any of your lady friends, et cetera, okay? This is for the ladies. I want ladies to concentrate on shaking the man's hand that you're meeting as hard as you can. Squeeze their hand, right? This lets that man know that you're there for business. This lets that man know that you're not an object, okay? This lets that person know that you're serious about what it is that you came there to do. Young men, gentlemen, resist the urge to shake a woman's hand like you're going to break their hand if you give it a little bit of firmness, okay? Or shake her hand like she's a little doll baby. Be professional and shake her hand with a smile, but do it firmly, right? Not that much softer than you would a man's. Because, again, it subtly lets that woman know that you respect her, that you're not treating her like an object, right? Or that you're not treating her like she doesn't belong or that she's not an equal. All of these are messages that are very subtly communicated through our nonverbal communication, of which a handshake is part of, okay? So, and then for both people, right, for both sexes, male and female, right? I want you guys to look at your hand. Hold your hand up to your face. You see right there that space between your thumb and your pointer finger, right? Your index finger. I call that the web, the hand web, okay? Sometimes it's a little ashy too, right? When you don't put lotion on well in the morning. Don't act like I'm the only person whose web is a little ashy, a little crusty from time to time, okay? I know I'm not the only one, right? But in that area, right, that's called your web. That web should meet the other person's web. That's how you make sure that you don't give what I call the dreaded dead fish handshake. Sounds like you're shaking a little baby doll's hand, or sounds like you're shaking a little toddler's hand, right? You give a firm handshake web to web, and then you make eye contact with that person that you're meeting, okay, which is the next one, okay, which is the next tip. Maintain eye contact at all times. This is number four. Maintain eye contact at all times. It goes hand in hand with the handshake, okay? Pun intended. Goes hand in hand with the handshake. So when you see a person, right, and you're looking them in their eyes, it also does something else for you. It also allows you to be a better listener. I'm telling myself all sorts of ways tonight. But when I look a person in the eyes, it helps me listen better. Because I'm not a very good multitasker. My wife actually just told me a couple days ago. She said, Sadiq, you're not able to do that many things at one time. And you know what? I agree. So what happens to me is that when I'm not looking a person directly in their eyes, that means I'm looking at my phone or I'm typing something. I immediately, 9 out of 10 times, I'm turning back to, and sometimes with my wife, I turn back to her. I'm like, huh? What? Can you repeat that? Excuse me? How does that make the other person feel? not very good. If you're constantly asking that person to repeat themselves or what did you say, et cetera, right? So look that person in the eye. It'll also help you remember, right, that person's name. It'll also help you remember that person's name, right? But most importantly, folks who aren't confident, they don't normally look people in the eye, okay? They're usually looking all over the place. They're looking down at the floor. They're looking, you know, to the back of the room. You know, they're looking all over the place, right? That indicates to a person that you're not that confident. So practice listening by looking a person in their eye, okay, and giving them a firm handshake when you meet them. All this is when you're meeting somebody, okay? The last tip, the last physical tip for building confidence, and this is one I know a lot of introverted, quiet people suffer from, okay? And maybe even younger people as well. Number five is speak louder. Speak much louder than it's comfortable for you to speak, okay? It's gonna feel really, really weird at first. I'm going to wrap up with this one, okay? Speak much louder than it's comfortable for you to do, okay? Your volume and your variance, a.k.a. your tone or your pitch, are two really, really big weapons against the fight to not be boring when you speak. Because when you speak like this for an extended period of time, it's going to do one of two things. It's going to either put the person to sleep or they're going to flat out stop listening to you and they're going to zone out. And then they're not going to be listening to you very carefully. Imagine if I spoke that way for 30 minutes. You guys would literally want to do harm to yourselves, or at least bare minimum want to do harm to me. So I try my best to make my voice sound interesting by making it go high and low. By sometimes I'll get really, really loud. Sometimes I might get a little quiet if I want you guys to really, really hear a point that I'm getting ready to make, right? I'll tone it down a little bit, right? But maintaining and controlling your voice, especially the volume, goes a really, really long way to being confident and making other folks feel comfortable and confident in you, okay? Don't forget, one of the objects of a leader is to be heard and understood, and then for a particular thing to take place after that leader speaks. But if your people can't hear what you're saying, or if your classmates can't hear that you're actually saying something that's really good information, or that you're helping to lead them, what are they going to do? They're going to ignore you. They're going to act like you didn't even say anything. And that does not help, right? And then again, if you're monotone like a robot, even though you might be a naturally quiet or a low-key person, you have to practice on some variation with your voice, a little high, a little low, a little hey, a little this, a little that. It makes it more interesting, okay? And again, as it pertains to this, just like everything else we're talking about, guys, it just takes a little bit of practice to get really, really good at it, okay? Those are the five tips for tonight, guys, around building physical confidence, right? Five tips to building physical confidence to make yourself feel better in a variety of situations. We'll recap those real quick, then we'll take a couple questions, then we'll get out of here, okay? Number one, smile. Smile, smile, smile. Enough said. Number two, fix your posture, guys. That's sitting, that's standing, and that's walking with a purpose. Head up. Chin up, chest out, shoulders back. Walk like you have that invisible crown on your head at all times. You're sending a message. Number three, give a firm handshake every single time you meet someone. I don't care if you're female or male, or greeting somebody that's the same sex as you. Give them a firm handshake. And then number four, look them directly in the eye. Okay? That's going to help you listen. It's going to help you recall information and their name. And then the last one, okay, the last tip for tonight was mind your volume and variance of your voice. Say that three times fast, right? Volume, variance of your voice. Speak louder and more clearly so that way people understand what it is that you're saying, and then that way your message is heard, okay? Hopefully these make sense for you guys, and remember that quote from tonight, right? Always act like you're wearing that invisible crown, okay? And you guys are going to be a lot much better afterwards, okay? So that's all the information that I have for you guys for tonight. Next week, we're going to do one more round of confidence-building tips, and I can't wait to hear some success stories as well, guys. So if you have any questions or comments or anything you'd like to say, star 6, to unmute yourself and go ahead. Anybody who'd like, again, to share anything, a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a topic that you'd like to hear us talk about a little bit in the future, star six.
I had a comment of something that I learned today in my training program.
Please.
So today we were going over team building and working together with groups and working with people. And there were four strategies or tips that they gave us. And so the first one was, when you're at work or at school or wherever, when it's appropriate, play. Life is supposed to be an enjoyable thing, not supposed to be a burden or something that is, you know, hard, you know, all the time or negative. Do something that's fun, something that's enjoyable. So that was the first tip. The second tip was to do something to make someone else's day. Sometimes if you have a bad day, you can do something to make someone else's day. And just in seeing someone else, you know, have a smile on their face or helping them pull them out of a bad situation, it helps you feel better.
Absolutely.
So that was the second one. The third one was to be there, which means to enjoy the moment. Sometimes we're so focused on what happened in the past or what might happen in the future, we're not able to fully enjoy what's going on right then and there in that moment. So
so true.
You know, just really engage yourself and whoever else is around you in a happy moment. And the last tip was to choose your attitude. And I think that's one that you kind of touched on last week about the mental. But, you know, we have a choice of how we feel, and it's something that takes work. But, you know, if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed and you're just feeling grumpy all day, you'll have a bad day, and it'll be grumpy. But if you choose to be happy or choose to smile or choose to, you know, exude a healthy attitude, you know, you can put that out into the world and affect other people as well as yourself with that.
So. 100% accurate. 100%. Thank you so much for sharing those, Chris. That is so – listen, that was excellent. And remember, a couple calls back, we actually talked about tips to unplug, right, to reconnect. So number three, being there and being present was so – that was very, very timely, bro. I really appreciate you sharing that.
Hey, no problem.
Guys, anybody else who wants to share anything, ask a question, or make a comment, star six to unmute yourself. I know it's spring break. I know it's all right, guys. If there's nobody else, again, feel free to shoot us a message. Yes.
One comment. Do you work for yourself now?
Do I work for myself now?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Millionaire Manners Academy is my business.
Did it take a long time to work up to that?
Great question. I guess a long time is relative. It's definitely not something that I started right after college. You know, it did take a little bit of time to figure out what I wanted it to look like and what steps I needed to take, et cetera. So, I don't think it was a long time, but it definitely took some time of me taking some time to reflect and think about what I wanted to do and how I wanted to handle it. And that's what I encourage everybody to do, is just every single day spend a little bit of time thinking about what you want the next 5 or 10 or 25 years to look like. I listened to a podcast the other day, and a gentleman, he was speaking, he said that one of the biggest trends right now in sort of planning, strategic planning and life planning, right, is to picture what you want your life to look like 25 years from now. Not 5 years, not 10 years, not 2 years, not 1 year. 25 years from now, what do you want to have had accomplished? And ask yourself that question. So I thought that was really, really powerful, man. But that's an excellent question, though. Every single day, though, I learn and I grow a little bit more.
And one more thing. What did you study in school? I mean, what did you take a special in college?
Great question. Great question. So my my undergraduate degree is in business management.
Oh.
From the awesome Morgan State University. I recommend everybody go there. You get an excellent education.
With business management, wouldn't you also need, you know, the speaking thing, like how you're doing it now?
You know, that's one of those. Now, I'm glad you mentioned that. See, that's one of the skills that you could absolutely practice at and get really, really good at it through just hard work. There's not a lot of folks who are just born naturally being able to speak and being able to do some of these things. It's as a result of hours and hours and years of practice. That's it. So you can practice every single day while you're at school, public speaking. You want to know how? By reading in class. You got it. When the teacher's looking for a volunteer, who wants to go first to read this? Or who wants to give a presentation on this or that? That's your practice right there. Excellent question.
Well, thank you for your time.
No problem. My pleasure. All right, everybody. We're going to go ahead and conclude tonight's call. Really appreciate everybody's participation. And I'm looking forward to talking to everybody again next week, guys.
All right, Mr. Ali. We look forward to it.
Man, I appreciate you guys.
See ya.
Thank you. You too.